Okay, we're on top of page 556. We're discussing Hilchos Eruv Tchumin. We discussed yesterday the halacha of din hama'arev l'rabim, somebody who makes an eruv tchumin for others. So we learned the halacha that a person is able to make an eruv for others, that it's perfectly okay. There's a very important qualifying condition, however. And that is the first line, the words that I said, "V'tzorich lo hidyam," they must know about it. So you can make an Erev Chatzeros, an Erev Tchumim for others. You can. Yes, of course you can. But they have to know about it. V'tzorich lo hidyam. The bialocha is a really, really important bialocha over here. In fact, it's so important. I don't even know why I didn't put it in the Mishnah Berurah, because it's so crucial. If you look in the bialocha lechol echad, we spoke yesterday about the amount. How much is the amount needed? How much do you need? How much food needs to be?
2 meals.
Two meals per person. Very good. Now there is an important bialoch over here. I'm just going to go through it because it's so important. The dibur masir lechol echad. The bialoch says follows: lechol echad of poshut, that it is self understood. Says the bialoch. So that's on the earlier page. Tafilu ein b'mozon shtei seudas lechol bnei ho'ir. It is obvious that if you don't have mozon food, shtei seudas two meals lechol bnei ho'ir for the entire population of the city. Even if you don't have the entire city, rak lemiktsoson. Only for some of them. Gam ken yuchal orev, you can still make an eruv. So how many yidn are there in Edgware?
3,520.
20? It's not 21 anymore. It's 20 since... Okay. So,
21, sorry, there's a baby.
So you don't have to have, for every single person that actually lives in the city, you don't have to... Obviously, otherwise you're going to have like a whole storage full of food for in that place you make an eruv. What you do is you actually place the eruv there. Menichal eruv b'shvil kol mi sheyirtse mibnei ho'ir l'smecholav. So what you do is you put food there and you say, okay, this eruv here that I've got the food over there is going to be valid for whoever needs it. Are you going to go to Elstree this Shabbos? Are you going to go to Stanmore this Shabbos? So for us, we don't need it. So however many thousands of Yidden there are in town, you probably don't need that many who actually rely and require the Eruv Tchumim. And that's what the Bialoch is teaching us over here. You do not require sufficient food for the entire population, but what you need is actually the ones who require it. And that's good enough. Whoever in the city needs it, they can rely on it. That's really important. So the question that we asked yesterday was, well, if you've got jam, which will suffice, 30 or 40 or 50 people, depending on your appetite and your taste buds, because there are some people who have jam on bread. There's others who have bread with, and there's others who have jam with a bit of bread as well. Have you seen those? Yeah. So depending on that. But either way, how much jam do you need? If the Beis Din's eruv will try to, you know, the whole London is relying on that eruv to Elstree. So how does that work? So even if you've got three or four of those, even if you've got six of those, you don't have the entire. So make a cheshbon 60 times. Let's say 40, you still don't have much of an oilem. Oh, good evening. So the only way to get about it is bialoch of Yehud, teaching us a very fundamental yesod. And he's teaching us that the answer is that you can put the eruv, and that's what the Beis Din does. Say, okay, this is for the ones who actually rely on it. These are the ones who need it, require it. And that's how it works. So that's a really important bialoch over here. Okay, we move on top of the page. You have to inform them. Now, if you have informed the people who rely on the Eruv Miboidyoim before Shabbos came in, even if you didn't, the person was going to go there, he didn't decide he was going to go to Elstree or Stanmore. He didn't know for sure, but he knew about it. He just was aware that it's an Eruv. Mibodyoim, before Shabbos, El Achash Chashecho, he only decided he was going to go to El Street. After Shabbos came in, Hav Eruv, it's still an Eruv. But, Aval, Himloi Hoidyoim Mibodyoim, if this Yid did not know that there is an Eruv Tchumim ready for him, he had no idea about it. He didn't know there was an Eruv which was ready for him. Nothing has been placed on the way to El Street. He cannot rely on it. Here is a fundamental qualifying condition. You have to know, if you know about the Eruv, you can rely on it. If somebody, when Shabbos comes in, does not know about the Eruv, he can't rely on it, even if he finds out about it later. If somebody placed an Eruv for the entire year, Ve'omar, and he says, Eizu mehem shir erze elech blis mecholov. Person says, which I know about it, and I don't know when I'm going to need it. I don't know when I need to rely on this Eruv, but I know about it. Even if he doesn't even decide, as Shabbos comes in, he doesn't know he's going to actually require this Eruv. Nevertheless, yochalis mecholov, he can rely on it. So the point being, he must know about it. So which other, in other words, if somebody doesn't know about the if a person, let's say, okay, so let's say you meet somebody on Friday evening, you meet a good friend of yours, and after shul, you say, are you going to Shalom Zacha in El Street? He said, which Shalom Zacha? Mr. So and so. He said, oh yeah. And then he said, I didn't. And then he said, what? You can't walk there. He said, out of the tchum. He said, no, you can. There's a. I said, oh, I didn't know anything about it. So if that would be the scenario, because he didn't know about the Eruv, the halacha is going to be, even now, he knows about it, but since it's after Shabbos came in, the halacha is, he can't use it. He must know about it. Yeah. So that's what it's about. Now, the next scenario is, v'chein mi sheshat mashish lichochem lovoi. So what if somebody knows that the Talmid Chochem is coming to town, and he doesn't know which direction he's coming from? Is he coming? Is this grand Talmid Chochem, this great Torah giant who is showing up on Shabbos? We don't know where he's coming from. He could be coming from Golden Screen, or he could even be coming from Stamford Hill. He could be coming from out of the Eruv. Who knows? Maybe this Torah giant is actually showing up from Bowen Wood. Who knows? And he placed two Eruvim. And he said, so this Yid says, okay, I don't know where, I want to greet this great rabbi. I want to greet him, but I don't know where he's going to come from. A touring rabbi who has come all the way, I don't know where he's going to come from. And therefore he says, v'niach shnei Eruvim, he placed two Eruvim. V'oman, he said, lo'ozit tzad shi'ovoya chochom, hikne li Eruv. From whichever direction the Islamic chochom is coming, I'm going to acquire this Eruv. So this is a bit similar to a scenario we discussed earlier. He places one Eruv on the east and one Eruv on the west. And he says, I don't know which Talmud, I don't know where it's coming from. It could be from Stam, it could be from Bormud, coming from Elstree, I don't know. But either way, I've made an Eruv now. What, split similar to what we discussed. Would it work, yes or no? Three Eruv in. He put one in the east, one in the west. Would it work, yes or no? Why would he know? He'll find out, but now he doesn't know. When Shabbos comes in, he still doesn't know.
The person who's coming
knows where he's. The person who knows, yes, but he's not relying on the Eruv. It's the person that you want to greet him, and therefore you have placed two Eruv Tchumim. You have placed one in the east, one in the west.
But about the one that's coming?
Yeah, so he has, let's say, he's a good question. He must have placed his own Eruv, and therefore he's allowed to walk.
But he won't know the Eruv in that.
Indeed.
So surely he can't be benefiting.
Who is that? The one who placed, or the one who's coming, he placed his own Eruv, and he's there for that to walk. He's placed his own Eruv. He what? Yeah. Yeah. So the answer is similar to what we discussed earlier. Since he made over here, so if he doesn't say anything, the loch is going to be same to what we discussed yesterday, then it's not going to work. If you just make one Eruv on the right, one Eruv on the left, he's not going to work. Why not? Why do we say that? Why does it not work? And therefore, yeah, that's right. So it's only the what was the name again? What was only the overlapping area which is going to be covered?
So surely, if he's put three Eruvim, of them, he's relying on either one or each one.
Yeah, but which one? Which one?
His intention is...
Okay. So you're right. And I'll tell you why you're right. Very good. So we learned yesterday that if he places just a few Eruvim randomly, then he can't walk anyway. If you just think that it's going to work, I'm going to use a bit of this and a bit of that and a bit of this one in the north. If you do that, it's not going to work. What we're learning now, though, is a bit of a difference because he doesn't really want to use all three. He doesn't even want to use two. He only wants to use one, but he doesn't know which one. He's got very clear and specific intention. His intention is, I want to greet this rabbi who may be coming from the north, may be coming from the east, may be coming from the south. I don't know where he's coming from, but I only want to use one. Once I see him from distance, I'm going to be walking in that direction. Does he want to use all three A of M? No. Does he want to use two? No. He only wants to use one. And that's why it's going to work. Because he says, as I'm just reading the words of Shulchan Aruch, V'chein mi sheshama sheyesh l'chochem lo vois. Somebody knows that a Talmud Chochem is coming. It doesn't have to be Talmud Chochem. He could also be a... He wants to greet his mother-in-law, but that's pretty unlikely. Pretty unlikely. So he knows somebody's coming. And he doesn't know from which direction that individual is coming. And he placed shnei eruvim, two eruvim. And he said, from this direction that this Talmud Chochem is coming, yikneli eruv. This eruv should be acquired. It should work. Should be the one working. I do not need all three. I need merely one, and that's the one that he's coming from. Leruach shebala chacham konoloi. This eruv is actually going to work. And if he says im loyo yovoi klal, if this talmud chacham is not showing up at all, if he changes his mind, if it's raining and it's not actually going to come, eyik kivnei iri. I want to be like the citizens of my city, then that will work as well, and he can just work like anybody, like any residents in the city.
In that scenario, if the guy coming doesn't come, the person who's placed a 3-year of him,
they'll all be cancelled, and he can just stay with the eruv of the city.
He can based on the eruv of the city?
No, then he can just walk like anybody in the city. 2,000 into each direction.
He can't rely on any of the eruv.
Indeed, because he said, if he's not coming, I want to be like anybody else. And that's what happened. He didn't come. If he says, Im yovo yishnaim, lemokim she'etze eilech. Similarly, you can make a following precondition. There may be two Talmidei Chachamim coming. I expect two Talmidei Chachamim. I expect the Satna Rebbe to come. And I also expect...
Lubavitch.
Lubavitch, exactly. I expect him to come. Yeah, he should be coming. But I don't know which... I'm not sure. I haven't decided who I'm actually going to greet. Could be this Satma Rebbe, could be this. I don't know where exactly. So I'm going to make the decision later on wherever the crowd is going. We'll see what happens. So that's good as well, because you've been specific enough and say, I'm going to make that decision later. As long as you don't just leave it completely in a vacuum, you can't do that. If he says, Im yovo yishnaim, if two Talmidei Chacham will come, lemokum she'etze eilech, I will make that decision tomorrow. Hakol if itznoi, as long as you have made a condition. You can't just place a few eruvim and then rely on all of them. That's not going to work. But you may place a few eruvim and make a condition to it. As long as you made a tznai condition, that will work. V'cheni mama l'shnaim l'shloish sh'arini me'arev ala eze mekem she'etze. What about if you say, okay, I know on Shabbos I won't have a walk. I know that. I need to go. I need to just have a good, juicy, long walk. I don't care where I'm going to walk. It could be towards an altar. So I'm asking you and you, three people, can you just place three AOM? One if I want to walk towards the south, one if I want to... north and you know what, you place the eruvin and you tell me where I should walk. So what happened is that three eruvin were placed, but at the same time he also asked them to decide where he's going to walk. So it's very vague. He hasn't even made a decision. All he has done is appointed three people to place eruvin, and he also has appointed them to decide where he's going to walk subsequently, and that's going to work as well. That would work as well. Now, I want to just point out Mishnah Bosef Kotten Hay, which is important to discuss as well. Why is it that if you don't make a tznai, why is it you have to inform? Why is it that if I don't inform you about the eruv, that you cannot walk on it? Why, if you don't know about the eruv and you only find out as Shabbos comes in, why is it that you cannot rely on it? You didn't know that there's an eruv to to Barnet Hospital, and on Shabbos you find out and you want to visit somebody, and you didn't know anything about it, there was an Eov. Why is it you cannot rely on it? So Mishnah Berurah Tzev Katan explains, and that's really very it's self understood. Really, for Tzorech Lodiyah, Mishnah Berurah says, why is that? To Meshumer Al Yedei Zeh Haloi Mafsid Tchum Shel Tzad Hasheni for Dilman Ol Nichalei. Is every eruv tchumim a gain, or is the element of loss as well? If I place an eruv tchumim for you, do you gain 2,000 amas? Or do you also lose something? It's why is it only a gain? Okay, so how does it work? Okay, you've got your 2,000 amas over here. Okay, I'm the edge of your 2,000 amas. Okay, I'm going to do you a favor and I'm going to place an eov over here. So what happens? You're gaining 2,000 amas. How does that work? Why is the 2,000 amas starting from here now? Why have you got additional 2,000 amas? Because this is now considered your tchum. So you've got 2,000 amas here, and you've got 2,000 amas. You've gained 2,000 amas, but can you walk in the opposite direction now? All we have done is you can't walk anymore in this direction anymore. All you have done is we have changed your circle. Instead of your circle being over here and you having 2,000 amas, what we have done is we have placed the circle now because the food is here when Shabbos came in. That's your Eiruv. So you've got 2,000 amas. So you can walk this and you can walk an additional but you've lost in the other direction. You've lost 2,000 amas. Hence, every Eiruv Tchumim automatically, by definition and by default, also has a Hefzad in it.
So I didn't understand. You've gained 2,000.
You have indeed.
So from there to there, whatever.
Okay, normally when Shabbos comes in, you've got 2,000 amas, make a circle around you. Imagine a virtual circle around you. Okay, that's how normally. If you don't do... That's that, okay. What if... let's pretend this is food. Okay, if we're doing an Eruv, if you want to walk to Barnet, which is a bit further, what we're doing is before Shabbos comes in, we're taking food over here, Mosan Shteis Udois, and we're placing it, let's say this is the edge of 2,000 amas, yeah? That's the circle. What we're doing with the Mosan Shteis Udois, I'm placing it over here. Just short of 2,000 amas. Okay. And therefore, now you've got 2,000 amas, right? Now the circle is 2,000 amas from here. Okay, you've added 2,000 amas. Now, do you have... that's the circle now. That's the 2,000 amas.
The circle starts from here.
Exactly. Absolutely. So now, have you lost something? Oh, yes, you have lost something.
You've lost the original 2,000 amas.
Of course, you have indeed. You cannot walk into this direction anymore. Only if they are going to need it. And they will lose the 2,000 amas. You're quite right. They will be losing into the other direction.
I thought you only gained 2,000 when you go
out of the tchum. Yeah, they're just short of 2,000 amas.
But when you're in the city, you can travel.
Only what?
Yeah.
That's the way the kenyan is made. The kenyan is made al tnai. If you that's what Bialocha taught us earlier. If you don't need it, you don't have that 2,000 amas. If last Shabbos you didn't go to El Street, you weren't allowed to go because the chumi wasn't yours. The ale was not made for you last Shabbos if you didn't use it.
Yeah.
But if you used it, then you acquired those 2,000 amas for the ale.
Still don't get it because...
The circle is now here. Yeah, start the circle over here.
Yeah, but you still got 2,000 amas within that circle.
Which circle? No, you've lost your original circle.
You've reached your original circle.
Yes,
so
you have.
From
here. You happen to be in it, right? Because we've put it just short of 2,000 amas. But
you've only got 2,000.
You only got two. Yes.
Not so from the original. Sorry.
Indeed. So you've lost something by placing an eruv. Tchumi, you've lost 2,000. You've lost in the early direction, and therefore you can only rely on the. I cannot just make an eruv for you, assuming that you'll be okay with it, because perhaps you don't want it. Perhaps you want to go in the other direction. So you've got to know about it, and you've got to be okay with it. That's what I'm going to read the words of the Mishnah Berurah again in Sif Katan Hey. For Tzorech Leodia Mishum Da Alidezei through this Eruv Haloi Mafsi Tchum Shel Tzad Hasheni, you lose the Tchum, the 2,000 Amas of the Tzad Hasheni, of the other direction, of the other side. For Dilma and perhaps Loi Nichalei, he's not interested perhaps in losing those 2,000 Amas. Maybe you wanted to go into the other direction.
On Shabbos, a minute after that, you get told that there's an Eruv. Okay, very nice one.
Just like your Every tchum is decided when Shabbos comes in. So now also, it's been decided. You can't change your... It's like changing your Eruv on Shabbos. You can't. You've got 2,000 Amos to ones that you wanted on when Shabbos came in. It basically means the 2,000 Amos are decided when Shabbos comes in. And if you didn't know anything about it, or you didn't want it, then you can't be forced upon it, and you've lost them. Oh, it's not lost, but you can't. Well, if you knew about it, even if you didn't make that decision, you're going to use it. Yeah. If you knew about it, that's good enough. That's the chiddush of this Shulchan Aruch over here. That if you know about it, it's good enough. Yeah. Okay, so this is what the halach is covering this evening. So we covered again, very importantly, we learned halach of tzurch, the halach of knowing about the Eruv. We learned very crucial bi'alocha, that it is real, that the way the Eruv, the contemporary Eruv tchumim work is because the kinyan is made on whoever needs it. If you don't need it, you don't actually have those. It's not, you can't rely on it. And then we spoke about the concept of if a person doesn't know anything about it, then he can't rely on it as well. Spoke various examples about the Talmud Chacham, spoke about the mother-in-law, and we spoke about the various conditions that may or may not work. Okay, we'll be discussing Simon Tov Yud Aleph tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Okay.